Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED News, this is California Money. I'm Stephanie Martin. California's export trade fell flat this summer after months of steady improvement. That's according to a new report by Beacon Economics, whose numbers for August showed slowing demand for exports like oil, aircraft, cereal, and chemicals. The report suggests austerity measures overseas as a possible cause. One bright spot, though, is electric machinery. Beacon economist Jock O'Connell says in the absence of many good investment opportunities, companies abroad are spending their spare cash on equipment upgrades.
They're upgrading their computers, they're upgrading machinery in their factories and mills and mines.
The state's been exporting more than $2 billion worth of equipment each month. In other news, last month's gas explosion and fire that destroyed a San Bruno neighborhood is focusing attention on whether some of the infrastructure needs replacing and who will pay for it. After the fire, the California Public Utilities Commission ordered PG&E to inspect its entire natural gas system and make repairs. The final bill could be billions of dollars, and as a regulated utility, PG&E is allowed to pass those costs on to customers, along with an allowance for profit. Currently, the PUC limits the amount the utility can spend in order to hold down rates. The recent disaster, though, may force the PUC to reconsider those limits. Meanwhile, consumer advocates say ratepayers should not have to bear the entire burden of those costs. For California Money, I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.
Thank you, Stephanie. Support for KQED News this afternoon comes from Kidde Carbon Monoxide Alarms, available at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves